This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. The smoke is just starting to clear from Super Tuesday, and four more states vote tomorrow. One of the most intriguing plot lines, especially on the Republican side, is the evangelical vote. Sam Martin is a communication professor at SMU who's writing a book about evangelicals and politics. Sam Martin, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
CNN did exit polls in Texas that showed Cruz nearly doubling Trump among evangelicals. It was just the opposite, though, in Alabama and across the South. Why the difference?
What's happening with evangelical voters this round is surprising to a lot of people because evangelicals seem to be behaving in ways that they haven't behaved in the past. Beginning in the late 70s and early 80s, a lot of people who follow politics and conservative socially minded voters have said that evangelicals are primarily motivated over values questions like wanting to defend life, wanting to have restrictive abortion laws, wanting to defend traditional marriage. And so they have supported candidates in that sort of lane of the pool. But over the course of the last 4 or 8 years, evangelicals perhaps are seeing that those culture wars, maybe they're over. And maybe the so-called secular left has won them. The idea is with Trump is that evangelicals are very motivated by this notion of someone just standing up and loudly declaring, you do not have to be politically correct. Now, the research is not coming in yet, but evangelicals perhaps are attracted to this idea that someone will just say, my lifestyle is not politically correct. And if I cannot win the culture war, then at least I will have someone and I will have a leader who will say, it is going to be all right if I can just live my life in a not politically correct way.
So anger is trumping faith.
Anger is trumping faith. What is sort of playing out inside the Republican Party writ large is the problem even with the term evangelical, because there's not real agreement about what it means, and it becomes this catch-all that is very difficult.
So how do you define evangelical?
I define an evangelical for my research as a person who declares a personal faith in Jesus and takes the word of the Bible to be an authoritative guide for their life.
And generally, in your research, you're focused on the white evangelical.
I am focused on the white evangelical, yes.
Do you see any differences in the way young and older evangelicals are approaching politics these days?
Yes, and I think that that makes a big difference. Younger evangelicals are much less motivated by the social values questions than their forebears have been. Younger evangelicals are much more open, for example, to same-gendered marriage. They are not as upset by the Obergefell ruling as their moms and dads and grandparents were. They do not feel worried about abortion in the same ways the polls show. So the Republican Party has to respond to that, or that explains a little bit about what's going on, right? And it explains a little bit about the movement toward the Sanders vote.
A link between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. So let's talk about the Democrats a little bit. Hillary Clinton just steamrolled Bernie Sanders in Texas across pretty much every demographic except the youngest voters. I noticed the exit polls that she was strongest among the most religious Democrats.
African-American Democrats tend to be much more religious than white Democrats. I think that, you know, Hillary Clinton really has an ability to speak into that. Certainly Bill Clinton, they have a deep affection for Bill Clinton. And I think that that is a lot of what's going on there.
What is your single biggest takeaway from Super Tuesday?
People don't know what is happening with the electorate. And so anybody who has a guess as to what the American people are trying to say, really the political commentary class should just sit back and let the American people speak, because I think it's going to be a surprising next couple of months before we understand the message being sent.
Sam Martin, thanks for taking the time.
It was my pleasure. I loved being here.